I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. This fruit's botanical name means food of the gods. While most of us are familiar with the Asian versions we find in grocery stores in fall, there is a hardier American type too. The fruits ripen around the first frost into sweet, custardy orbs with a hint of clove. They can even be made into beer. What is this fruit? It's the persimmon. Asian persimmons are grown mostly in California in our country. They can survive a Connecticut winter but may not fruit regularly. The American types are winter hardy and fruit consistently. Asians are either astringent or non-astringent. Non-astringent fruits can be eaten like apples while still hard, while astringent varieties have to be fully ripe to be flavorful. American varieties are only astringent, so wait until the fruit is mushy and soft to eat them. Otherwise, the flavor will make your mouth pucker. American persimmon varieties such as Early Golden and Meter are self-fertile, so you only need one tree to get fruit. They can grow 30 feet tall, but pruning can keep them more manageable. The leaves are large and long, like an avocado, but the fruits are only 1 to 2 inches wide. Once the tree is mature, you'll get lots of fruit that people and wildlife will love. Persimmon trees also have yellow to orange-colored fall leaves. The leaves drop while the orange fruits are still hanging on the trees, giving it a spooky appearance. Plant American persimmons in full sun on well-drained soil. Protect the trees from deer when young, and in no time you'll have a beautiful, edible landscape tree. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about Japanese anemones. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.